School is in session. We're checking in with Westminster Catawba Christian School. We have Steve Kane joining us as well as Scott Dillon. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we're going to start with you, Scott. You are the head of school for Westminster Catawba Christian School.
Yes, sir.
This is the equivalent of being a superintendent.
Yes. Yes.
Of what we're familiar with in the public school system.
Right. Westminster Catawba Christian School has two campuses. We are an infant through 12th grade school. On two campuses, our lower school campus is at the old Rosewood Elementary School that we purchased a couple years ago, and our upper school campus is at the old Catawba School on India Hook Road. And so I am over both of those two campuses with principals on each.
Boy, that move to the old Rosewood Elementary School to us on the sidelines seemed like a great idea. One, it was a school building. Right. You don't want to see any building just sitting empty, but you all needed the space. You're outgrowing your space where the school was located at the church. And it seems to have been a really good fit. Did you have to do a lot inside there?
We had to do some. It really was an amazing blessing. Ironically, providentially, we were literally shopping for modular units, trying to figure out what we would do to grow. We were meeting at the church. Church was a great blessing. It was great to be able to meet there, but we were just running out of space. The church just didn't have any more room for us. And so while I was shopping for modular units, we get this call that there's this whole school that might become available. We toured it and thought, there's just no way. This is too good to be true. 2 months later, we put down a bid, and another month later, we have a signed contract. So it went very, very quickly. There were other folks who wanted to buy it, and we were super excited to jump on that opportunity. But it did. It was built as a school. We did have to do some work. It was an elementary school, so it had kindergarten through fifth grade, and they actually had a 4K program as well. But we put an infant through fifth grade in that campus. And so with DSS regulations, infants ones and twos in particular, we had to put additional exterior doors in some classrooms. We had to put in additional fire restraint things. And so there were some things like that we had to do, and we had to add some extra playgrounds because their playgrounds weren't made for infants and ones and twos and threes. So we had to do that, but still great blessing.
Yeah, that was really a gift from God.
It definitely was. Most definitely. Most definitely.
Scott, we live in a world where education is kind of a hot button topic with parents and really just the communities that we live in. How would you explain how the Westminster or the Christian education differs from a public school education or the charter school education?
Sure. So the primary difference that we offer is that we can talk about religious things. We are founded. We exist to educate our students to bless the world as disciples of Christ, and the other schools in town cannot say that. There are believers and wonderful believers. I've got good friends in the public schools and charter schools, but they cannot espouse that. So my short answer is that we get to teach that the Bible is true 7 days a week and not just one. And because the Bible is true 7 days a week, we want to espouse that. We want our kids to learn the Bible. We want them to be walking in the truth all the days of their life.
And Scott, how do you handle situations where families or students know very little about the Bible? Their family, their parents know that for their child, they need a little bit more structure, and they're looking toward what you all offer there at Westminster. How would a student be welcome in when their peers might know all the books of the Bible?
Right.
And this individual might know one book in the Bible.
Sure. So one thing about us, we are a covenantal school, which means that we are primarily designed, we are set up that we're going to partner with Christian parents to help teach and train their children. And so the presumption is that the parents, at least one of the parents that the child lives with, is a believer and is walking with the Lord and doing those things and desiring that their children learn that. But you're right, kids are all over the board. Some know a whole lot more than others. That's true of adults as well. And so it just gives opportunity to continue to lean in. There's a lot of peer-to-peer help, a lot of peer-to-peer training in that. But it's so much fun, you know, whether it's in a Bible class or even an English class or a math class, they get to talk about what God has to do with those things. And then in chapel and different opportunities like that, we have students who are leading Bible studies. So we lean into the fact that they're at different levels, but they're in different levels in math too. They're in different levels of English and history and science. So you make the most of that. You lean on the students who know more and have them help those who don't. but it's a great opportunity.
And then, Scott, what does your enrollment look like today compared to maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah, so we have we are going to be right at 800, maybe a few more than 800 students, infant through 12th grade next year. This is my 11th year. When I arrived, we had about 425 students.
And so those we have same times, like in the same infant group?
We have added infants ones and twos since then. We took over the church's Mom's Morning Out program. But there's probably about 50 students in that level right now. So yeah, apples and apples, we've grown from about 450 to about 800 or 750.
And COVID was really propelled y'all for that growth.
Yes, COVID did propel us. Mm-hmm. And then the former Rosewood campus gave us room to expand. We were out of room and couldn't accept more students, and now we've got room for some more. Mm-hmm.
We're speaking with Westminster Catawba Christian School. Steve Kane is going to join the conversation. And Steve, there's an event that's going to take place on April the 4th at the Richardson Ballroom at Winthrop University. Take us out to this event.
Correct. That's probably one of our premier events for fundraising throughout the year. I hear Scott talk about the success of the school. It puts a little bit more pressure on development that we have to make up that gap that tuition doesn't handle. But This particular event is going to be just very exciting. Last year we had a great event, very, very successful in terms of raising dollars. I kind of envisioned that maybe Ashley could bid on the spa package and you could ride in on the four-wheeler.
You know us very well, Steve. Yes.
But we have over 100 items going to be offered, and probably 14 of those items are going to be live auction items. And we have our premier auctioneer in the area. His name is Randy Ligon. We all know who Randy is. So we're excited. There's a lot of different games and speakers we'll have. It's going to be a great event.
Go ahead.
And this is open to anyone in the community?
Yes, whether just go to our website, wccs.org, and just search for auction, and you can buy tickets. Tickets are very reasonable at $65. It includes dinner and the event, and you can bid on just so many different things, lake, mountain, beach, vacation homes, golf packages.
It says over 100 auction items. That's a lot.
That's a lot. That's a lot. We'll have silent and live auction items, so it's going to be really a premier event. It was great last year.
What will the funds raise go to help, Steve?
We're going to we have some line items that we need to fund. Obviously, with success, you have different line items that need to be funded. So academics, IT is one of the areas. Also athletics. Security and operations is always a big thing that schools need to look at. And also the theater, band, and fine arts programs. We're going to probably try to help them out as well.
Steve, folks are hearing this and they hear Westminster Catawba Christian School is having a fundraiser. Obviously, you're a private Christian school. We're tuition-based. Folks might just say, well, can't you get the money from that? Maybe explain why an event like this is important.
That's a good question. The tuition that the board has approved, and Scott has approved as well, doesn't cover the entire operations that run the school. So development in any nonprofit, the development actually has to close the gap. And last year we had a really good year. This year we want to try to do even better than last year. But that's where development comes in, to try to close the gap that the tuition doesn't really cover entirely.
If you look at it this way, too, it's no different than any school doing any kind of fundraiser to really bring the community together, it seems like, and have families celebrate what their kids are learning in school and showing their support. We know whether it's a charter school, a Christian school, or a public school, you're only as strong as the support from the community and really is as strong as your families. When you can have them buy in, so they're not just dropping their kids off and picking them up. You want your kids to be involved in sports and athletics and the arts. You want families to feel like they know what's going on with their child's education. You're going to have a better system, and that's across the board, no matter what lane of education a family runs.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and y'all have seen that firsthand, obviously, with your success there and your growth. Well, again, this Friday, April the 4th at Richardson Ballroom at Winthrop University. That is the big event. It's called Building and Blessing. It's an auction, fundraiser, and dinner. $65 will get you in the show or get you in the door for dinner and a show. And you can just reach out to Westminster Catawba Christian School for more information. Steve Kane, great catching up with you. Scott Dillon is the head of school for Westminster Catawba Christian School. Scott, we appreciate learning more about your role and just hearing how Westminster continues to grow in our community.